Under a new law that has just come into effect, Czech firms and entrepreneurs will from now on find it far easier to provide all kinds of services in other European Union states. The directive behind the legislation does away with a lot of the paperwork that such cross-border work previously entailed. Jan Richter has the story.
The Czech Republic has adopted a new law which makes it easier for companies and individuals to provide various services in other EU countries. From now on, all Czech builders and other skilled workers need is a license from their own country. They no longer have to get a permit in the country where they wish to do business. Tomáš Bartovský is the spokesman for the Czech Ministry of Industry and Trade.
The main goal of the new law is to remove legal and administrative barriers and to simplify procedures in the services sector. It covers many particular areas. However, it doesn't apply to several types of services such as social services, healthcare, transportation or telecommunications services, and these are regulated by another pieces of legislation.
Based on a 2006 EU directive, the law enters into force here on Monday and should soon apply across the whole bloc. Mr. Bartovský says that a network of contact points has been set up where Czech entrepreneurs can receive detailed information.
Establishing of a business should be less complicated in the European Union and, of course, in the Czech Republic. The companies will be provided all necessary information regarding establishing a business, and also the procedures will simplify. Second, providing cross-border services should be also easier. That means that companies will be able to supply services across borders in other member states without being obliged to set up an establishment there.
When the Czech Republic joined the European Union in 2004, some of the old member states, particularly Germany and Austria, insisted on restricting free movement of services from the new members. This exception will be in place until 2011, and the new law therefore only applies to temporary and occasional services. Bedřich Danda is the head of Czech Entrepreneurs Association.
This law is certainly a step in the right direction because it makes conditions for doing business more liberal. The question is how much it'll be used. We suppose it'll be used mainly in the border areas, because traveling costs and generally the costs of setting up businesses abroad are very high. So we believe it'll be particularly used in borderland areas.
The new law introduces what is known as silent approval. Whenever the authorities fail to reply to a request within a certain time, the request will be considered approved. The new legislation also works the other way, enabling companies and individuals from other EU countries to work in the Czech Republic.
Thanks, Jan. And staying with matters EU-related,